For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tiffany Justice here on Talk Radio 1210, co-founder of Moms for Liberty. Tiffany, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today. Yeah, it absolutely seems like a common sense thing, right? We have kids graduating from high school. Certainly, they should be able to answer some very simple questions. And I say to your audience, if you've never looked up the citizenship test, go ahead and just do a search for it and check it out. And then, you know, let us know if you think that it's a good requirement for the high school graduation.
So we would take the citizenship test en masse, right? No changes, and just give the kids that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. As a former teacher and someone who does, as you know, a lot of education parenting things, I think the failure rate would be, I would take the under of those that can pass it, Tiffany. I might even take the two-thirds won't. What do we do then?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. Kids are in school to learn things. You would certainly think that the things that are on that citizenship test are important things for kids to know. So it's not like a gotcha. We're not doing it at the end and thinking we haven't prepared these students. You know, the job of the school should be to prepare children to unfold their full potential in life. Certainly, they should be learning how to read. That's incredibly important. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is that a lot of kids are not learning to read in school. In fact, only about a third of American public school fourth graders are reading on grade level. That is atrocious, given how much money, $840 billion a year, we spend on public education. But the idea that kids graduating from high school should be able to pass the citizenship test seems pretty basic, honestly, and they should have the tools and the knowledge poured into them over their time in high school to get them ready for that test. And I certainly think it'll mean that we'll have better, more engaged citizens who have a full knowledge and understanding of our country, its history, and the governmental framework that's essential for them to understand how to engage in.
Yeah, well, mark me down if you need anybody by Zoom across the country. I would love to talk about the Electoral College, not in some vague way, how much I embrace it and love it, and the genius of it, stuff like that. I think it's on the citizenship test. So, Tiffany, North Carolina is pretty close to debating this and going to do it, and Florida may do it pretty soon, or at least debate it.
Yeah, we're hoping that every state will take a look at it if that's what the Moms for Liberty chapters want. And I think it's important for people to understand. So North Carolina, their legislative committee, now that's we're set up by chapter, and the chapters are in counties, right? But at the state level, we only endorse the school board races. It's county-level politics, right? But at the state level, our moms are very concerned about different issues. COVID gave them a window into learning more about, you know, where are policies made, who gets to make those decisions. And what they saw was that there are a lot of rights and things that they need to advocate for at the state level that they weren't doing before. And so they form in a legislative committee. Each chapter sends a liaison to that committee. And then that committee, with their the input from the members and the chapters, comes up with a legislative platform, the things that they care about. And so this U.S. citizen test requirement was put on the North Carolina legislative agenda. And, you know, each individual state and their committee will have to decide if that's something they want to push too. But I think it is something that they're going to want, along with making sure that students and staff are protected. They were strengthening parental rights in North Carolina. Informed consent, this idea that your child can make medical decisions for themselves, Dom, that starts at age 12 in North Carolina, and parents are really concerned about that.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tiffany, any idea? I was just thinking about this when I saw this proposal. I'm not sure if I ever taught in a school where civics was, in my time teaching, was an actual subject. But it was pretty prominent, maybe in the American history or something like that. Then all of a sudden, particularly at the middle school and all that, we got away from anything with American civics, and it was social studies. And as soon as we got to that, you know, there were a lot of things where kids had to show up and bring a ethnic dish or a dance or something. All fine. But ask three branches of what are three branches of government, or asked about the Constitution or any of that stuff. And it's just not, somehow or another, it's not even in the curriculum.
Yeah, and what they've done, honestly, I think you and I have talked about this before, but, you know, the want of parents hasn't changed. I think parents, again, want their kids to learn to read, write, do math, to learn and understand science and history, and to know the full history of the United States, all the parts of the history, good and bad. But the goal of the schools has changed. And when you look at civics, our kids are being turned into little social justice warriors who can be turned out on a dime. So, you know, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. It's how you have queers for Palestine. They would be killed in the Middle East for being gay, but, you know, fine. It's a joke, right? But that's why these kids don't know. They don't understand anything except the fact that something called action civics has been taught in public schools across America, how to get involved. So they can't read or write, but they know how to turn out for you know, some type of activist event. And I mean, certainly, you know, we've seen since post 10/7, we have seen, you know, ample evidence of how a generation of kids have been turned against this country and each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Tiffany, what's the next big step for Moms for Liberty? What are you engaged in? Are you engaged in the election, presidential election, in any way, shape, or form?
No, our moms, we don't endorse, again, in any other races besides school board races, but okay. Our moms are certainly concerned about issues. So they're looking to candidates, and they're asking them, where do you stand on the issues we care about? They want to make sure that they protect women and girls in sports and private spaces. They don't want their children to be forced to lie about biological truth in school. And they're concerned about the fact that the schools are failing kids. And so any candidates that are aligning with us on those issues, I think you're going to see Moms for Liberty members supporting. What are we doing now? We are making sure that people are registered to vote. Unfortunately, I think there are a lot of people that have just not, again, been as engaged as they need to be in our civic processes, and voting is one of those things. And so my message to anyone listening to this right now is, are you registered to vote? And if you are registered to vote, make a commitment that in the next few months, you're going to get five more people registered. Honestly, ask them, are you registered to vote? Can I help you get registered? You know, do you have any questions about different issues? Because the most important thing is to have our voices heard. We cannot have more people running this country like Joe Biden, who tells the nation that, you know, when the kids are in a teacher's classroom, they're like their children, that they're all our children. The message needs to be no. These are our children, and we're going to defend and protect our parental rights.
We're talking with Tiffany Justice, co-founder of Moms for Liberty. Tiffany, here in Pennsylvania, you may be aware, but I'll give you an idea. The intensity level is at a 10 out of 10, and that Jay-Z now has jumped into the ring. We're in the budget process this last couple of weeks, and he is coming out $300 million, poor kids, black and Latino mainly, scholarships through public money. You have one of the richest guys in America, Jeff Yass, here. You have Meek Mill, who's really a regional rapper. I guess he has a national reputation.
Yeah, he's big nationally.
Yeah, and assorted others. Are you sensing anything like that around the country? I mean, Jay-Z, I don't agree with on the time of day, probably, mostly, but he's on the right side, and he's actually holding public events around this.
Yeah, he's smart, and he understands that education is the key to lifting people out of generational poverty. And that's why I'm so concerned about what's happening in our schools, because you're condemning kids to a life of struggle. If they can't read by the time they're in fourth grade, then they can't read to learn. That means that they're now at a deficit for the rest of their time in school. They're much more likely to end up incarcerated or to have adverse situations with the juvenile justice system. I think it's something like 80% of the kids that get involved with the juvenile justice system are functionally illiterate. That is crazy town. Why that's not ringing? I mean, obviously Jay-Z is smart and he's going to address it. Here's the thing, though. You're right. You probably don't agree with a lot of the things that Jay-Z is doing. On principle, I think we agree that parents have the fundamental right to direct the education of their kids, and he's giving parents choice. That's awesome. But we need to be smart and understand that if you want conservative principles and values to be shared, you know, do you think Jay-Z is going to want those things taught in his schools? I don't know. I don't know Jay-Z. I'd love to, if Jay-Z, if you're listening, I would love to meet you and understand what you're doing.
Yes.
And Jeff, yes, for that. for that. We need more people involved in education and lifting all these kids up. And so if people with money are finally waking up to the fact that they need to get involved in saving public education and trying to figure out how we stop the indoctrination and we get back to at least teaching kids the basics, reading, writing, and math, and then we'll worry about what we teach them after that, then I'm in. So
gotcha.
Sign me up.
All right. Where's the website, Tiffany, for Moms for Liberty?
MomsForLiberty.org. Please go check it out. There's a big map there. You can click on your state, see if we have a chapter. If we don't, please start one. We need you. We need every single person in this fight to save our country.
Thank you, Tiffany. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye.
Tiffany Justice, Moms for Liberty, creating a stir wherever they go. Strange alliances, strange bedfellows. I don't know if it was a fake report or not. I thought Jay-Z was going to be in town today. We're monitoring that. He's got events. He's got a whole schedule up through June in various locales, a lot of them in the city, some in the suburbs, around this $300 million pass program. Shapiro's on board with it. The Senate Republicans are. Eamon Brown, our buddy, is on board with it. But the forces on the other side, they're determined. They're not going to give in. They're with the teachers' unions. And they're with the ideology that public schools are the only way to go, no matter how big of a failure they are. That's the system. That's what they want. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Today, side question, a real genius. We've gotten some both. Or, yeah, that guy's a genius or that woman's a genius. Not. Is what we're looking for. It's John Nash's birthday, A Beautiful Mind. I already see a damn one that I'm considering for Monday. We haven't done this in years. Joseph Bilia was here. It's National Mascot Day, and we did food mascots. And I remember it was pretty entertaining and pretty fun.
Yeah.
Joe was actually a food mascot as a job once.
He was a Red Robin.
He was a Red Robin. Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, jump in. We'll let you know what's happening with Trump in Washington. The Supreme Court decision is amazing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Major one. It's unanimous. It takes away one more avenue to continue to talk about abortion, abortion, abortion. It's a good thing. And I think that Ron DeSantis has placed himself in a box. I get it. He was trying to win Iowa. Maybe he's sincere on this. But you're not going to win with – I've said this with Mark Houck versus Fitzpatrick, and I've said it with Doug Mastriano. You're not going to win statewide in Pennsylvania if you are saying that no exceptions on abortion, something like that. Yeah, we had several Republican candidates say that. Well, it's over right there. You know, face that. Face the reality of it. And your beliefs, we can honor them. But it doesn't mean you should be the nominee. Trump has done a masterful job in his own way of navigating this. And that's why it's going to be hard for Biden or anybody else to pin him down on it. We have some of the Nashville shooter's manifesto revealed. And it's just as we thought, it shows how gender ideology manipulations fueled her rage. Photos of the manifesto uncovering not only the tragic tale of this woman, but a conspiracy to hide disinformation from people. As Matt Walsh reported on X, the Daily Wire obtained the writings of Audrey Hale, the former student of the school, who claimed the lives of six people, including three children. Hale believed to herself not only to be the wrong gender, but had a raging hatred for Christianity and parents with traditional values. Apparently, her father could have been a target also. And the manifesto, in one passage, the shooter rails against Christian friends that her parents have encouraged her to make. She writes, "Parents actually believe religion can change nature. That could explain why I don't practice religion anymore. Let kids be themselves." She was 28 years of age, yet in the manifesto considered herself a child who railed against her parents for opposing trans ideology. She mentioned...
How old was she?
28.
Wow.
That she'd kill to have had parents who gave puberty blockers as a child. She admits in a passage, however, she didn't have a problem with going through puberty as a girl. But once she encountered gender ideology in her early 20s, she finally found the answer that changing one's gender is possible. So this is incomplete. The big story here, you know it and I know it, it's not exactly what she says line by line in the end. It's a cover-up. It's amazing. Something this public. Now, I get the argument. We often hear, hey, we don't want to release the writings of these people because we don't want to celebrate them. We don't want other people to follow this and think, wow, people are actually going to be reading what I'm saying, etc. I get that. But is that what's going on here? Or is this more because of the trans issue? So yesterday, Leah Thomas lost big time. In an attempt, yet maybe Leah Thomas has won, Dan, because even the New York Post was under fire yesterday. Coverage of Leah Thomas losing with the Swiss group that controls part of determination of who can compete in women's swimming and other sports. They called Leah Thomas her. To my knowledge, there's no biological change here. Or anything else, so I wouldn't call Leah Thomas her.
I was calling her her yesterday during Dan time, and some people came after me on Twitter too. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's just you know, I realize it's a slip up at time. You know, you're in the habit of it, and you are rolling with it rather than you're making a decision. But the New York Post is printing this, not extemporaneously.
I would push back though.
Yeah,
I think using labels like that, right?
Yeah,
I'm not the kind of person that like demands you use the correct labels. But when you're trying to make a point to people in the middle and you started off by mislabeling them, it kind of seems like you're coming at it from a very negative bias standpoint. And I don't think you win over anyone by
And I'm in agreement, but how are you mislabeling?
You're not. Yeah. But in the eyes of those that, you know, are kind of iffy on the issue, you are.
Well, I think if you emphasize it and go down Broadway with it, I take your point. I think it's you can't go wrong, though, if you're being accurate here about it. Now, if there were various things done and there's a change and all that, you're still insisting on her, on him. That's a little bit different than if we're just going with what we know to be a biological male. That was the point with these women at Penn and with Riley Gaines.
10,000%.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, Riley was talking about the things she had to see in the locker room. It's,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and
So it's a big deal to see this loss. Now, Riley Gaines, trying to get her back on, is calling for Leah Thomas to have to give up all the records, all the wins, all the things that went into that. I don't think they're going to do that. But we're seeing this play out again this morning. Not the same thing, not transgender, but the... sexuality part of it, I think. The head of the WNBA is saying that she doesn't think that Caitlin Clark is experiencing anything too much different from other rookies. She says everyone's just looking for the outcome they want. I think everyone's watching Caitlin, so they're focused only on Caitlin. But when you look across the games with other players, it's a physical game. There's no doubt about it. It's a pure shooter's game. A lot of picks and rolls. A lot of seeing the floor. All right. To my educated eye, lady, then you shouldn't be the head of the WNBA. If you think this is just typical, what we're seeing with Caitlin Clark, I beg to differ. It's more. And here's the thing. The WNBA, it's projected today, is going to lose $50 million again this year. How is that possible when dropped into their lap is the opportunity to just skyrocket here? Because, you know, people that are knowledgeable about basketball because of Clark, Dan, if done right, they're going to look at it and say, I didn't know they played this well. Several of these women, it is much more physical, aggressive, which is fine, are better than I thought. I didn't know about any of this stuff. They're going to sample it, is what I'm saying. She's been drawing 17,000. The two games last week, both of them, they drew over 17,000.
Wow.
They usually don't draw more than 5,000. Yeah. That seems to be the over-under. How can you be losing $50 million? Well, I just think it's a losing mentality. I don't know where the women are that get this, that should be running this. But this is the golden opportunity to get on the map, have people see your product. And I've always thought one of the reasons why it's difficult, you and I can't do what people in the NBA do. It is just magical. The speed, the strength, the jumping, the handling the ball, the size. When I watch women in the WNBA, though, there's a lot of it that I don't think, that's not so remarkable. You know, for women it is. But the NBA, it's like, oh my God. Can you imagine playing against one of these guys? Just seeing Embiid, it's frightening seeing it come at you. All right.
Like, how do you drive? Because no one, I hate to say, like, it's been years now. I mean, Sue Bird was early 2000s,
yes,
and people
right.
thought it was going to pop with her, and it didn't. And it's over and over. You got Candace Parker, right?
Right.
It's like you get these names, but nothing pops. And why isn't society just interested in this sport? Is it just because it's so poorly ran? Or
that's part of it. It's also, as I said, a lot of males, Dan, watching it think, yeah, I've seen guys.
Yeah.
I've seen, I wouldn't say... any guy playing, well, there's a bet out there. You take a big state like California, Texas, Pennsylvania, and the team that won the state championship for the biggest schools, they could probably beat any of the WNBA teams. I believe that. I think they could.
Yeah.
That's so, it's an inferior product. Whereas in soccer, something like that, you don't notice it as much, I guess. That's why it's more popular.
Do you think it's going to explode? Because I do think we're on the precipice of the sport exploding. And this is, the reason I say that is for the first time in history, we have legalized sports gambling. And there are people looking for anything to kind of bet on.
Right.
And now you have more televised sports, being the WNBA, with same game parlays and such.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the time that it finally does? And that's why they're willing to take a $50 million loss, because they know on the horizon there's going to be money.
But they've lost the last 7 or 8 years $50 million plus. It's hard to believe you can stay in business doing this. They're ill-run. If this head of this league doesn't think that this is over the top with Caitlin Clark, then I don't know what game she's watching. I mean, you just don't shoulder block someone just standing there. That's just an example of it. All right. It's 855-839-1210. Don't wait to the end. Hit us with that all-time genius, real or you're mocking them. That's what we're looking for. We've been breaking down the Supreme Court ruling today, which is not leading the news after the initial burst. And the reason is the Supreme Court did not go there when it came to extending abortion, curtailing abortion rights, or do anything with it. And Trump has played this beautifully, more so than any other candidate that I could see. Nikki Haley had a different position, more pro-choice. But Trump doesn't have to worry that evangelicals or pro-lifers are going to jump ship on him. And he's handling it so that he's not boxed in. I don't think in the debate or anything else that this is going to be a huge issue. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Robert, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, and it's good to talk to you guys today. Real quick, Dom, I wanted to hit on your valid point that inflation is baked in. And just to give the other folks an idea on how long we're going to have to deal with this, our GDP is about $30 trillion. And after Joe Biden's monetary expansion, our money supply is over $34 trillion. So until our GDP catches up to our money supply, we will be dealing with inflation. That's about a 14% increase we need, and that'll probably take between 2 to 3 years. We're stuck with these prices until then. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and Robert, I have to admit, I am shocked. You may remember way back when this started with Biden. I thought people may not notice it. When they did notice it, I don't think they would blame them. I thought they would look and say, oh, what the heck's happening here? COVID, et cetera. But guess what? They are connecting the dots on this, and they are seeing his policies as the reason.
Well, if we knew more about what goes on as far as how our money is treated, we would not be so lackadaisical in getting angry about inflation. If we knew, most people don't, and I'm not, that's not a knock. You know, you have to have an interest in this stuff, but I'm just saying, you're right. It's baked in, and we're going to be dealing with this probably until almost 2030. For my side question, with Dr. Frankenstein, I was going to try to jump into the old argument we have about which great scientist is better, but I'm figuring Dr. Frankenstein didn't have any competition in his field, so I'm going to go with him. You guys have yourselves a great day, okay?
Thank you very much. That's true, Dan. There wasn't a lot of competition there. And by the way, why was the monster always in a suit jacket, to quote Jerry Seinfeld? He's done several bits on that. He always said, Frankenstein always had that nice sport coat.
Right? Where'd he get it? Yeah. I'd like to find the tailor.
Yeah, he didn't have the full suit. He just had the sports coat, and he had kind of a shirt like I have on today all the time.
52 yes. extra long suit
yes,
jacket.
Yes, exactly. And my Mulligan shirt has a stain on it, Dan, so I am in full stain removal today, Rose.
Really?
Working that up, yeah. Well, having trouble. I could use some good stain advice. You can always hit me on social media.
I think Johnny and Pam would have another shirt for you. You don't need to work out there.
But I don't like to do that, so
no?
I'm trying to get that stain out.
I got a really cool black shirt last time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. You need one of those, and you can't stain it, right?
Right, exactly. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Mike Rowe at 2 o'clock today. He's got a great film coming up and ready for the 4th of July. Watch it last night. The angles. This guy is he is the really one of the best guys I've ever interviewed. And he was on the short list for RFK Jr. Would he ever have considered it to be the VP choice there? Would that move the needle with Mike Rowe? I'm glad he's not getting involved in politics.
Really,
yeah, people will start coming after him, et cetera. Yeah. And who will Trump pick? Oh, my God.
Mike Rowe?
No, not Mike Rowe. Aww. You still seem to think it's Doug Burgum. In the end, I can't imagine it's going to be Doug Burgum. But
hearing some grumbles
he likes
about
him.
Ben Carson, that boring guy coming back.
Yeah.
That was my initial one that I was behind. But
Ben Carson, yeah, is not what you want. And the one who's falling the fastest, and I understand why, is Tim Scott. Mm. Tim Scott's not going to move the needle with anybody or anything, really. But does J.D. Vance?
Yeah, J.D. who?
He articulates America First well. Does Rubio really move the needle?
Like, does J.D. have ties with Hollywood where he can get actors to try, endorse the campaign?
Good buddies with Don Trump Jr.
Is that
That's
what it is?
Oh, yeah.
But, Ron Howard, he directed the film.
True.
You know? And
yeah.
I think, wasn't Amy Adams in the film? Like, some big
name. Oh, yeah. Amy Adams. And I'm trying to remember who played the mom. The grandmom.
Yeah, Hillbilly Elegy.
It was
who was
Cloris Leachman.
Glenn Close.
Was it Glenn Close?
It was Glenn Close,
Glenn Close, yeah. Okay, all that aside, jump in right now with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 1210. Scott of Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Dom. I'm going to have to disagree with you today.
Okay.
I think that they would absolutely knock somebody out if they thought it was better to win. Number one is that they will, first of all, they'll blame Biden for every bad policy. And they'll act like Newsom or whoever they put in is, oh, no, this guy's different. So that wipes away and some of these moderate voters, all the inflation problems, all that, they'll act like he had nothing. That this isn't Democrat policy; it's okay. Just Biden policy.
And how do you take her? Wait a minute. How do you take her out for the ultimate looking privileged white guy in Newsom?
I think that the people that follow that, first of all, beating Trump is number one to them. So if they are convinced, which they will be, because they follow, these are like religious people. Like when the Democrat higher ups and the media preaches, you know, they say, so say it the flock. I mean, they're in, you know, and they'll just believe that it's best to win. And they believe that they've been programmed to believe that Trump is out to get the minorities and boy, anything to protect mm-hmm. them from that. I mean, they voted for Biden. Biden has a history of saying he doesn't want his kids to grow up in a racial jungle and they voted for him. What makes you think that they won't vote for some other white guy if they think that, you know, that that's the way to beat Trump? And
all
they
right,
believe
I,
in
I
the
would
Democrat
tell you,
policy.
All right, I would tell you two masterminds, you and Dan, who I respect here. Why is it? It's so obvious, right, that this is going on. Why didn't they take him out when he was on the throes of announcing like 5 or 6 months ago or even now? You think they're really going to wait to a convention, waste all those days?
I think that their best strategy is to wait until September and say, hey, Joe's out for health reasons or whatever they want to come up with. So they bring somebody in. And by doing it late, especially with their media coverage, there's no way for Republicans to tell the truth about what Newsom is like. Most people don't know who he is. I mean, we follow it because we're into this stuff. Mm-hmm. But the average voter that you know can't decide whether he wants to be, you know, for freedom or for socialism every 4 years. I mean, he doesn't know who Newsom is. Newsom will look good on TV. He'll say the right things that are poll tested, and we won't have time. We couldn't even get people to believe that a laptop was real when we knew it was real.
All right, does Newsom beat Trump then?
I'm not saying, I don't know if he'll win or not. I mean, I think Trump should win, you know, as long as the counting is fair and all that stuff, no matter almost who they run. I'm just saying I think they could get some of those. I mean, we're in a situation now where we have these supposed moderates that realize Biden and the Democrats, I've included the two together, but Biden has done a horrible job, but they hate Trump for these irrational reasons that the Democrats hate Trump for. So this would give them an out, a way
okay.
to vote for somebody
so
else that could win.
Should strategically then we stop mocking, and I couldn't sign off on this, Joe Biden and pointing out the cognitive decline and not say anything, pretend like it's all okay.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
we should.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I make my little comments on Twitter and stuff. I have said to some people on there, and I've avoided, you know, to basically stay away from that. We want him to stay in the race. I mean, and we don't want to give them an excuse to tag somebody in at the last minute that we can't vet or we can't prove to people that. So, yes, I would stay away from that entirely. And the other thing I would do is, Every time I would talk, I'd say Biden and the Democrats, their policies on inflation. Biden and
right.
the Democrats.
Okay, I got
it's
you.
Not just Biden.
One more comment from Dave.
Yeah, no, I just because yeah. the question that you posed to Scott was, do you think Gavin Newsom could beat Trump? And I would pose the question, do you think Gavin Newsom has a better shot than Biden at beating Trump?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't see it that way. No. No,
I kind of think
see
yes.
it that way.
I think the number one response you get when what are you looking for in political climate to just the average person is a quote right. return to normalcy away from all the radicalism. And if you can, okay. you know, convince people that Gavin Newsom is somehow that return right. to normalcy, I think it's going to be a pretty easy election.
He
for him
hasn't
to win.
Been vetted presidentially. You'll see what'll happen if he gets vetted presidentially, and that's what the Trump people ought to be doing. To the point of you two, Scott, who's
but,
the genius?
But how fast? How fast did they vetted him? Could they get that information into the minds of the people that can't decide whether to vote Democrat or Republican?
That's why the safer thing. They ought to be doing it now, and they ought to be putting it out there now. Without
yeah.
a doubt.
Well,
yeah.
I should agree with that. Anybody yeah. who's a possibility, they should start right. blooding them up now.
All right, who's your genius?
I couldn't really think of anybody great, but I'm going to go with Bill Walsh. He really revolutionized offensive
okay.
football.
Great. Without a doubt. Thank you, Scott. There's a good one. 855-839-1210. I'm looking at Trump in the Senate with Lindsey Graham. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Lindsey Graham looks horrible.
Oh, Tom.
I didn't ask for this.
Oh, my goodness. Just hard to believe. All right. So I'm outvoted here 2-1. Are you in that camp? This is all going to happen. I'm the only one in talk radio that doesn't see it, that it's all magically going to go away. And we ought to shut up, Rich and I and everybody else in talk radio, do not mock Joe Biden anymore. Could we do that and take one for the team to keep him in there? Yeah, that's impossible.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Stan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, big moment, I think, for the younger generation here, especially wrapping up a vote for Donald Trump. And this comes from WWE superstar, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, but a known YouTuber, Logan Paul, Dom. Yep, the owner of Prime, who had bottles behind him while meeting with Trump in this video. Met with Trump. Trump exchanged some gifts, and here's how that sounded, Dom.
No way. thank you, President.
Let's just put it up. Here's
is this your mugshot?
You're
a gangster.
This is what we're reduced to.
You're a gangster, he said.
No way.
Should we put him on now?
That's amazing.
So now Logan Paul is getting a lot of trash on Twitter, social media for endorsing Trump, essentially, and bringing a different look towards Trump. A YouTuber, a wrestling superstar coming here, exchanging gifts with Trump and calling him a gangster. Kind of a different look, Dom.
Oh, it's effective. Youth vote. I don't think the polls are off. They could be off slightly, but Trump is 18 to 29 year olds neck and neck with Biden. That should shock people.
It's great. It's great. And a lot of the younger generation, I think what they're seeing is in schools, it's become so indoctrinated with politics that they're like, I want to push back. I want to rebel against it. And I think Trump has become the new youth rebellion to a degree. And it's cool to see. It's cool to see that. Dom, also, a Connecticut town has settled for $100,000. And this might be one of the first lawsuits that we're seeing really break because an eighth grader whose father was a police officer suffered emotional damage when a teacher showed a Kendrick Lamar really violent video in class. $100,000 awarded to the family of this eighth grader. It was filed back in 2022 in Vernon, Connecticut. And allegedly the child suffer from PTSD, and the town council approved the settlement last week. But Dom, first, I don't know if it is the first, but it's...
Could not be so lackadaisical in getting angry about inflation. If we knew, most people don't, and I'm not, that's an unknock, you have to have an interest in this stuff, but I'm just saying, you're right. It's baked in, and we're going to be dealing with this probably until almost 2030. From my side question, Dr. Frankenstein, I was going to try to jump into the old argument we have about which great scientist is better, but I'm figuring Dr. Frankenstein didn't have any competition in his field, so I'm going to go with him. You guys have yourselves a great day, okay?
Thank you very much. That's true, Dan. There wasn't a lot of competition there. And by the way, why was the monster always in a suit jacket, to quote Jerry Seinfeld? He's done several bits on that. Frankenstein always had that nice sport coat.
Right? Where'd he get it? Because I'd like to find the tailor.
Yeah, he didn't have the full suit. He just had the sports coat, and he had kind of a shirt like I have on today all the time.
52 extra, extra, extra long suit jacket.
Yes, exactly. And my Mulligan shirt has a stain on it, Dan, so I am in full stain removal today. Rose,
really?
Working that up. Yeah. Having trouble. I could use some good stain advice. You can always hit me on social media.
I think Johnny and Pam would have another shirt for you. You don't need to work out there.
But I don't like to do that. So
no?
I'm trying to get that stain out.
I got a really cool black shirt last time.
Yeah.
That's great. You need one of those. Then you can't stain it, right?
Right, exactly. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Mike Rowe at 2 o'clock today. He's got a great film coming up and ready for the 4th of July. Watch it last night. The angles, this guy is the really one of the best guys I've ever interviewed. And he was on the short list for RFK Jr. Would he ever have considered it to be the VP choice there? Would that move the needle with Mike Rowe? I'm glad he's not getting involved in politics.
Really,
people
Trump.
Start coming after him, et cetera. Yeah. And who will Trump pick? Oh, my God.
Mike Rowe?
No, not Mike Rowe. Aww. You still seem to think it's Doug Burgum. In the end, I can't imagine it's going to be Doug Burgum. But
hearing some grumbles
he likes
about
him.
Ben Carson, that boring guy coming back.
Yeah.
That was my initial one that I was behind. But
Ben Carson, is not what you want. And the one who's falling the fastest, and I understand why, is Tim Scott. Tim Scott's not going to move the needle with anybody or anything, really. But does J.D. Vance?
Yeah, J.D. who?
He articulates America First well. Does Rubio really move the needle?
Like, does J.D. have ties with Hollywood where he can get actors to try, like, endorse the campaign?
Is really that... good buddies with Don Trump Jr.
Is that
That's
what it is?
What it, oh, yeah.
But, like, Ron Howard, he directed the film.
True, you know?
And
yeah.
I think, wasn't Amy Adams in the film? Like, some big
oh,
name?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Amy Adams. And I'm trying to remember who played the mom. The grandmom.
Yeah, Hillbilly Elegy.
It was
who was
Cloris
Leachman. No, Cloris Leachman. Glenn Close.
Was it Glenn Close?
It was Glenn Close, Cloris, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Glenn Close, yeah. Okay, all that aside, jump in right now with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 1210. Scott of Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Dom. I'm going to have to disagree with you today.
Okay.
I think that they would absolutely knock somebody out if they thought it was better to win. Number one is that they will, first of all, they'll blame Biden for every bad policy. And they'll act like Newsom or whoever they put in is, oh, no, this guy's different. So that wipes away, in some of these moderate voters, all the inflation problems, all that. They'll act like he had nothing, that this isn't Democrat policy, it's okay. Just Biden policy.
And how do you take her, wait a minute, how do you take her out for the ultimate-looking privileged white guy in Newsom?
I think that the people that follow that, first of all, beating Trump is number one to them. So if they are convinced, which they will be, because they follow, these are like religious people. Like when the Democrat higher ups and the media preaches, you know, they say, so say it the flock. I mean, they're in, you know, and they'll just believe that it's best to win. And they believe that they've been programmed to believe that Trump is out to get the minorities and boy, anything to protect them from that. I mean, they voted for Biden. Biden has a history of saying he doesn't want his kids to grow up in a racial jungle and they voted for him. What makes you think that they won't vote for some other white guy if they think that, you know, that's the way to beat Trump and they believe in the Democrat policy?
All right, I would tell you two masterminds, you and Dan, who I respect here. Why is it? It's so obvious, right, that this is going on. Why didn't they take him out when he was on the throes of announcing, like, 5 or 6 months ago, or even now? You think they're really going to wait to a convention, waste all those days?
I think that their best strategy is to wait until September and say, hey, Joe's out for health reasons or whatever they want to come up with. So they bring somebody in, and by doing it late, especially with their media coverage, there's no way for Republicans to tell the truth about what Newsom is like. Most people don't know who he is. I mean, we follow it because we're into this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the average voter that you know, can't decide whether he wants to be, you know, for freedom or for socialism every 4 years, I mean, he doesn't know who Newsom is. Newsom will look good on TV. He'll say the right things that are poll tested. And we won't have time. We couldn't even get people to believe that a laptop was real when we knew it was real.
All right, does Newsom beat Trump then?
I'm not saying, I don't know if he'll win or not. I mean, I think Trump should win, you know, as long as the counting is fair and all that stuff, no matter almost who they run. I'm just saying I think they could get some of those. I mean, we're in a situation now where we have these supposed moderates that realize Biden and the Democrats, I've included the two together, but Biden has done a horrible job, but they hate Trump for these irrational reasons that the Democrats hate Trump for. So this would give them an out, a way to vote for somebody else that could win.
Should strategically then we stop mocking, and I couldn't sign off on this, Joe Biden and pointing out the cognitive decline and not say anything, pretend like it's all okay.
Yes.
Oh, we should.
Absolutely. Okay. Because I honestly make my little comments on Twitter and stuff. I have said to some people on there, and I've avoided, you know, to basically stay away from that. We want him to stay in the race. I mean, and we don't want to give them an excuse to tag somebody in at the last minute that we can't vet or we can't prove to people that. So, yes, I would stay away from that entirely. And the other thing I would do is, every time I would talk, I'd say, Biden and the Democrats, their policies on inflation. Biden and the Democrats.
Okay, I
got you. Not just Biden.
One more comment from Dave.
Yeah, no, the question that you posed to Scott was, do you think Gavin Newsom could beat Trump? And I would pose the question, do you think Gavin Newsom has a better shot than Biden at beating Trump?
No,
You don't think so?
No, I don't. I don't see it that way. No, no.
I kind of think
see
yes.
It that way.
Because I think the number one response you get when what are you looking for in political climate to just the average person is a quote right. Return to normalcy, away from all the radicalism. And if you can, okay. You know, convince people that Gavin Newsom is somehow that return right. To normalcy, I think it's going to be a pretty easy election.
He
for him
hasn't
to win.
Been vetted presidentially. You'll see what'll happen if he gets vetted presidentially. And that's what the Trump people ought to be doing to the point of you two. Scott, who's the genius?
But how fast have they vetted him? Could they get that information into the minds of the people that can't decide whether to vote Democrat or Republican?
That's why the safer thing, they ought to be doing it now, and they ought to be putting it out there now. Without a doubt.
Well, I should agree with that. Anybody who's a possibility, they should start right. Blooding them up now.
All right, who's your genius?
I couldn't really think of anybody great, but I'm going to go with Bill Walsh. He really revolutionized offensive football.
Great. Without a doubt. Thank you, Scott. There's a good one. 855-839-1210. I'm looking at Trump in the Senate with Lindsey Graham. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Lindsey Graham looks horrible.
Oh, damn.
I didn't ask for this.
Oh, my goodness. Just hard to believe. All right. So I'm outvoted here 2-1. Are you in that camp? This is all going to happen. I'm the only one in talk radio that doesn't see it, that it's all magically going to go away. And we ought to shut up, Rich and I and everybody else in talk radio, do not mock Joe Biden anymore. Could we do that, take one for the team to keep him in there? That's impossible.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Stan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, big moment, I think, for the younger generation here, especially wrapping up a vote for Donald Trump. And this comes from WWE superstar, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, but a known YouTuber, Logan Paul, Dom. The owner of Prime, who had bottles behind him while meeting with Trump in this video. Met with Trump. Trump exchanged some gifts, and here's how that sounded, Dom.
No way. thank you, President.
Let's just put it up. Here's
is this your mugshot?
You're
a gangster.
This is what we're reduced to.
You're a gangster, he says.
No way.
Should we put him on now?
That's amazing.
So now Logan Paul is getting a lot of trash on Twitter, social media for endorsing Trump, essentially, and bringing a different look towards Trump. A YouTuber, a wrestling superstar coming here, exchanging gifts with Trump and calling him a gangster. Kind of a different look, Dom.
Oh, it's effective. Youth vote. I don't think the polls are off. They could be off slightly, but Trump is 18 to 29 year olds neck and neck with Biden. That should shock people.
It's great. And a lot of the younger generation, I think what they're seeing is in schools, it's become so indoctrinated with politics that they're like, I want to push back. I want to rebel against it. And I think Trump has become the new youth rebellion to a degree. And it's cool to see. It's cool to see that. Dom, also, a Connecticut town has settled for $100,000. And this might be one of the first lawsuits that we're seeing really break because an eighth grader whose father was a police officer suffered emotional damage when a teacher showed a Kendrick Lamar really violent video in class. $100,000 awarded to the family of this eighth grader. It was filed back in 2022 in Vernon, Connecticut. And allegedly the child suffer from PTSD, and the town council approved the settlement last week. But Dom, first, I don't know if it is the first, but it's one another in a line of these, school districts, teachers showing what they want, choosing their own curriculum, and kind of screwing up kids.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll have more of that with Reading, Writing, and Reason, Dan, because we have Micro coming up, and I just saw the theme, and already on the left, they're going crazy today. Trump speaking in Congress saying clearly, we are a declining nation. Yes, I think that's the case. Are you allowed to say that if you're a conservative, if you're a proud American? Well, Mike Rowe is next. He has a film coming our way in theaters for July 4th. And nobody is more inspirational to me than Mike Rowe. No better person. No, Gary Sinise. The two go in my mind. We'll break down the film with him. And find out, was he really up to be the VP choice for RFK Jr.? Mike Rowe next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!